Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. And you're wondering what we're all about. You're driving to the beach on the sunset right now and saying, wow, what a cool show. Yes, it is. Go to hollywoodconnections.biz. You want to get connected. Hi, everybody. In the land of showbiz, we've got it. We don't guarantee anything. We open the door of opportunity for you. So I am Dawn Reese, your host, and this is my life and to get you connected. And also, welcome Ellen and Madeline today.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
And she is my co-host. Our Yvonne Madison is traveling today, so we won't be working with Yvonne.
Yeah, thanks for asking us. We're super excited to be back again.
Thank you. And also, we have a couple VIPs in the house as well. And let's introduce Creed Warner. Hi, Creed.
Hey, Dawn. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Oh, my God. I'm just super excited. We want to thank Benny Luck, because Benny Luck, I would not have met you if it wasn't for Benny.
That's right.
And we do thank him for that. And you have Glory Sound Studios.
Mm-hmm. We're right in the heart of downtown, right there on the edge of Ybor City and right downtown.
It's super gorgeous. I love the place. And you teach everything down there, singing. You teach guitar, piano. Yeah. And tell us what you've been doing.
Well, I've been involved in a lot of stuff here lately, especially over the past 3 or 4 weeks. We were on CTN, Television Network, last week. That's going to be aired on March 6th and March 10th. So that's coming up. What is that, next week?
Yes, it is.
I think that March 6th, it plays in the morning at 3 a.m., but March 10th is the official air date, and it'll be on Channel 2 locally here at 8 p.m. in the evening. It's on the Good Life show, which is their flagship show.
Yeah, and you know what I enjoy so much about you, because you help so many other talents, and you have an A&R department, and you have a record, a recording studio in Tampa. And, let's go, because you're a performer yourself. Let's play some of your music.
Yeah, absolutely. This song that they've got queued up, I'm sure, this is actually coming out on a movie in the fall. It's called Job. They're filming it right now. And this song, I was blessed enough to be able to get this picked up for the lead soundtrack for the movie.
So we've
got it recorded. This is actually getting ready to be officially released to radio next month.
Wow.
But you're going to hear it first right here on your show tonight. So.
I'm excited. So let's enjoy the music while you drive. And very inspirational. Thank you, Creed. We'll be right back.
There's so many gathered here. They've come with needs and seek your grace. Witness mercy and your touch. See your love fill up this place. They're all standing, but I sit still. It's not because I can't feel. I need your presence, Lord. Send your healing, Lord. I wanna feel your spirit, Lord, raining down on me like in that church. The altar's full at the preacher's feet. I wanna shout the glory down in this house where love abounds. I wanna get washed in the water and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Send your spirit, Lord, for me. just as I am. Father God, I need to see what you've planted inside of me. Undeserving, cause I've strayed, made a mess of all you gave. Send me, I'll stay still, so that I can seek your will. Show me your presence, Lord. I need your washed in the water and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. And here I am, Lord. I give myself away so that you can mold me this time in your way. And show me, Lord, just as I am.
So that is an amazing praise and worship song that I adore. I just love it. And Creed, you have so much talent. And tell us about some of your classes that you teach over there as well.
During the week, most of the time, we're on the road traveling and singing. So usually I go on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mm-hmm. come back on Monday. But through the week, I take on a few clients, mm-hmm. some private clients that we do coaching sessions with for vocal training. Also learning their way around the recording studio, things like that. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's production, performance, that type of stuff. Artist development, if you will.
Okay.
And we have a few people, even some people that's been on your show that we've gotten
Yes, Carrie, how is she doing?
Carrie's doing great. She's developing her songwriting skills. She's very, very talented.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda's actually recording a single with us. I think Brenda's been on your show, I think, a couple times. Yep. So she's recording a single with us that's going to be out in July.
Ooh.
So definitely you've been having a lot of talent on the show, and it's definitely filtered out to us. Yeah, so.
I know. Well, I'm going to play something for our listeners and our drivers and our, you know, everybody that's watching us on the World Wide Web. Let's play my favorite song, and I'm going to tell you who this person is in a minute, and then we're going to go back to you, and then we have a special VIP guest in the house as well, and we'll be back with David. Let's play this, A-Boom. And I want you to hear this song, and this is dedicated to Donnie. You know who you are, and we'll tell everybody who you are in just a minute. We'll be right back.
Say, Simone, lovers sail out in France when they thrill to romance. It means that it's so good. Lightest embrace. And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I would whisper this phrase. Say, c'est bon. Oh, baby, c'est bon. My chérie, c'est bon.
And that is, do you have the intro for the song from, you know, Donnie? So let's
I don't have it up, no.
Okay, I know, I'm just having Peter run real quick and try something. In the meantime, while he's looking for it, we just want to thank him because I actually connected Donnie, and I'm telling the story how we met a long time ago when I was a beauty queen, you know, back at the Milwaukee Brewer Stadium when they were the Happy Days crew, and then we met years later through social media. And so Donnie, I sent his music over to you, and so what has happened since?
Actually, there's stuff I probably can't talk about on the air, but I can say that Dawn and I have made a connection.
Okay.
And yeah, there you go. So anyway, Dawn and I made a connection, and we've got some business plans that we're conducting together.
Awesome.
And we're trying to launch some stuff, and that's going to work in his benefit for sure, and our benefit. So,
well,
he's the real deal. If you get to know him, you'll realize he's just a genuine individual, and
The whole Happy Days crew is, you know, when I met Henry Winkler, he was so sweet-hearted, you know, I mean, he was just so very down to earth, you know, and such a gentleman as well, you know, and you're like, wow, that is just an amazing voice, you know, just calm and peaceful and you know.
Well,
and
his story also, Don, he had went out there, moved out there when he was 18 years old. He was an aspiring singer-songwriter, and he was an actor, and he tried out for that part. And he actually tried out for the part for Richie, which was Ron Howard got, and he didn't get the part at all.
Wow.
And so the producer, I forget who the producer of the show is now, it's left my mind.
Yeah.
But he was so impressed with Donnie's audition that they wrote a part in there for Ralph Mouth, and that's what happened in the next 10 years. He just spent it acting. So, I mean, it obviously worked out for him.
It's Gary Marshall, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary Marshall.
Yeah,
that was it.
You know what's really cool, too, is, I mean, we were talking about he was in the movie Stewardess School, and he was a flight attendant, and yeah. I was a flight attendant back in the days, and we were laughing about that. But anyways, in the meantime, we want to thank you. Stay here because you're with us for a while, and we're going to go. We have another singer that would like to listen to his music. It's kind of like audition live on the air, and any advice that you can give as well. So, David, we're going to just swing the mic over to you real quick. Introduce yourself and who you are and everything about you.
Okay. I'm David Van Sise, and I do everything from voiceovers to singing, songwriting, and recording. We have my partner and I, George E. Lee, out in Orlando. He and I write the songs together that we make, and they are on two albums. One is called Taking Flight, and the other one is called The Sirens of the Sea. And the name of the group is Sky Dogs 25. So you separate the 25 instead of jamming it together. Mm-hmm. But if you go to www.skydogs25.wixsite.com/skydogs25 again. But that's where you'll hear everything that we've recorded. You can listen to your heart's content. And we really hope that you enjoy what we got tonight.
Awesome. Let's play the intro that you just did for me. You said you needed
the voiceover?
Yeah, Peter, let's play his first, that voiceover that he did for me. He had a surprise for me today. I'm like, wow, I'm really impressed. We could use this for a new intro.
Initialize sequence now.
Oh, join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections. On TAM Talk Radio, 106.1 FM.
And that's it. Yeah, that's the voiceover. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. I like the voice. It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, we have two songs, and if you play the first one, I believe it's just a little bit crazy, so anybody who's got their rock and roll shoes on, this is a great song to do.
Cool.
This killing blue around me, but it's
right. David, that's good. That's good stuff.
Oh, thank you.
How long ago did you record that?
Oh, I think it was just 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, great. So what are you looking to do with your stuff?
Well, honestly, I want to be like Justin Bieber. No, I can't. I really can't. But honestly,
Madeline likes Justin Bieber.
Yeah, no, I was thinking the haircut and everything. But really, honestly, I want to. I mean, there are artists that are our age, and you know, I'm not saying I'm old, but anyway, you know, I still have a lot of fun playing. But what happens is that we're really thinking maybe. Licensing, publishing, and song placements.
I got you. So you're wanting to more placement of songs, doing songwriting, collecting royalties, things
right,
like that.
Right.
Absolutely. So yeah, that would be great. That would be my first thing that I would recommend to you is getting your catalog of songs together and then creating a demo, which you've got. It sounds like that's what you've got on the rest of your stuff, and then we can help you. Pitch those to other artists that's looking for your style of music.
Right.
And I do have some friends in Nashville, although Nashville is more, you know, based around country and gospel stuff.
Right.
And I know that's more of a rock sound. They still
well,
pitch
that's
songs
probably
like that
the
anyway.
Only rock sound on there.
Okay.
I like steering everything a little bit more to the 60s style.
Sure.
Not making it sound old, but in my opinion, I feel that there's just a lot of songs that are just lacking a real melody, you know, something that when a chord change comes and you go, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I mean, music really gone that way where it's, you know, you got your 1, 4, 5, and 6 chord and it doesn't really move
right.
where it goes, you know, where
or they constantly yeah. repeat the same thing.
Absolutely.
And I'm like,
absolutely.
Okay.
But yeah, that would be where I would see in your direction I would go. So definitely we can get together and I'll we'll listen to the rest of your catalog and nice. See if we can't help you get some song placement.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh boy.
Can you play other song?
Would you do me a favor and play my other song? It's called You're Not Supposed to Go. And I pretty much did all the musicianship on it at home, so if it sounds like it, that's because I did. So, no. But it's a lot of fun. It's for my missing bass player out in the UK. His name is Clive Smith.
My mind, the answer just
see what had to be. There was nothing I could do.
You're Not Supposed to Go by Skydogs 25. Gosh, I feel like I'm doing a DJ show. Coming up on the Hot Wax. Yeah, baby.
That was cool. I liked it.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank Dawn for having me on a few times. And this time I'm going to be a big mouth because I'm going to just say, go to Skydogs at Wix site. .com/Skydogs25. So it's Skydogs25, all that good stuff. Yeah, they make too many long names. But anywho.
Yeah, it was a good song, too, also. And, yeah, that was definitely a different feel that you had than the other one. So, yeah, you definitely got some good material. And we just need to get that out there so that people that would be interested in your songs can, you know, pick up those up and record them.
I mean, we have a number of country tunes.
Yeah, awesome.
And a good one that I'd love to let you hear sometime is called Down in Pleasantville.
Sure.
And it's a very heartfelt song because I was a dumb little kid in Pleasantville, but there were so many things that I loved, you know.
Sure, you can send that over to us. But yeah, it was great. It was nice to meet you. Like the material that you have.
Oh, thank you.
We can be able to make the right connections and help get you in touch with some right people for that genre of music, you'll be in good shape.
Oh, that's excellent. Right. As a matter of fact, I'm going to, as I pass out, just remember. No, I know, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about...
This guy's got jokes.
No, more like chokes. But anywho, I just wanted to say thank you very much. Yep. I mean, this is such a great privilege. And Dawn, and again, I'm David Van Sice at davidvansice.com. I also have a Wix site under David Van Sice, so, you know, it goes before wixsite.com and after. So you can find out all my voiceover stuff and my acting career as we go along and merrily.
Okay. That's awesome. Peter, and thank you, David, and thank you, CVF Productions. That's where we found you.
Oh, yeah, Deborah. Love Deborah.
Exactly. And we're going to go to my favorite music while we change seats, and you're going to come back in 7 o'clock hour and talk to the top agent as well.
All right.
I'll be on. Another
great
Hollywood Connection. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be right back with Creed Warner from Glory Sound Studios.
I had not to give to you. Honey and sweets, I had not to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you. My love and affection, love and affection, yeah. It's been a long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dreamland. Love and I, love and I. Crying on the floor again. Love and
affection. Lord, let my affection. Give me love, affection. Come on, give me love and affection. There will be no confusion, no temptation, no segregation. But there'll be solution. All I got for you. Love and affection.
That is my favorite music, especially at Splash Harbor, because my husband bought me a pass for our anniversary, and I float down the lazy river every single day of my life if I want to.
I know, I see you're already getting a tan.
I love the Splash Harbor.
Madeline and I can't wait to come and join you.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It's my aerobics.
Yeah.
It is, floating down the lazy river.
That's good for you.
It really is. Also, too, is, you know, Peter, we have another VIP guest in the house, but let's go to Creed Water's commercial because this tells you who's in the house with us right now.
Tampa Bay's premier Christian gospel and hip-hop recording studios. Glory Sound Studios. Located in West Tampa, 2502 North Howard Avenue. www.glorysoundstudios.com. Where artistry meets ministry. Glory Sound Studios. 813-304-3303. 813-304-3303. Glory Sound Studios.
I never knew just how much God loved me until
813-304-3303. 813-304-3303.
And we're back, and that is Creed Water. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, everybody. Anyway, yeah, that was the commercial there for the recording studio that we have over in Tampa.
I know, amazing. And Creed, tell us about the recording studio. Anything you want to say about it?
Well, you know, we do major, you know, do major and amateur recordings. Most of the stuff that we do is, you know, high end professional stuff. That's stuff that you're hearing on the radio. We do nothing but Christian and gospel music, all different genres of that, like you just heard on the commercial, hip hop, Christian, all that stuff. The most exciting thing that we're doing right now in the studio right now is we're completing my brand new album that's coming out.
Wow.
And it's called Just As I Am. That's a song we played earlier, one for the movie.
Yes.
And I'm also working on a book called Just As I Am.
Wow.
That's going to be coming out later this year. And the album is coming out the beginning part of April. I don't have the exact date yet. They're still finishing up everything in the studio, but we're really excited about getting that. We're obviously doing a tour this year. We've already been booked on several dates.
Okay.
And we're actually kicking off that tour March 24th.
Wow.
So,
you know, we were talking when we first met, and we want to thank Benny Luck for opening the door of opportunity to meet you. And what was really interesting, you were talking about Rachel Lampa, and I got her start way back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
I put her on Jenny Jones' TV show, and then you said you had her with your company or somebody in
the, the guy that used to... one of the agents that used to work for our record label, Vecca Records, VeccaRecords.com.
There you go.
He discovered her. He had done is they had had their meetings, and I don't think he discovered her. I think he helped her get her first record contract negotiation part of it.
Oh,
is what
okay.
I mean by that.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, and he worked for us. He had discovered several artists that's being played on the radio.
Wow.
Right now,
I have so many creative people are sending things in left and right, and we're doing auditions weekly. And, you know, I have another one here. You know, it's going to go to the top of the hour in about 15 minutes here. Let me introduce a Quincy here. I'm going to put the headsets on. In the meantime, while I switch over, Quincy, tell everybody who you are.
Welcome,
and what
Quincy.
Song? Yes. And here you go, Cree. You're going to take mine. And tell you, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. My name is Quincy Crank. We're going to do, I'm in the studio now re-recording a song famous, made famous, and written by Smokey Robinson. My version of it is called Ooh, Baby, Baby.
And we're going to play that, right, Peter?
Hope everybody like it.
All right.
He's got it?
My heart went out to play, but in the game I lost you, girl. What a price to pay. I'm crying. Could you play the next one, please?
Yeah, I can do that real quick.
Hold on a minute. Nice job, man. That was really nice. It sounded good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Keep talking. Tell Peter to play your other song. You're live on the air.
My father would lift me high.
Hey, that was a good job, man. Very nice job. And you say you just went in and just recorded that?
Yeah, first try, I just done. Actually, did 12 songs back to back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, nice job. Very nice job. Yeah, we talked prior to you coming in the studio a little bit about what you're wanting to do with your career, and we can talk. I want to come down and show you around what we do and get you pointed in the right direction. I've got some contacts that I can point you over to and see if they can help you achieve what you're looking to do. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
He's definitely very talented.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd be glad to let me know what I need to do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, even if we can't help you internally with our facility, we still have contacts and stuff and point you in the right direction and get you with the right people.
Yeah,
so that they can help push you. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Okay, so that is Quincy. And Quincy, didn't you just win a contest or something? You told me you've been touring, or what are you doing with your music?
Yeah, I perform at the University Mall once end of every month. I do a show there. I usually do two or three songs. But I just finished a contest. There were like 150 people, and I beat everybody.
But you need him. You need your music. Also needs him.
I need everything.
I know.
We've been working on this from Chicago to New York. All the way to Tampa, Florida. Me and my wife have been working hard at this.
And a shout out to your wife, Denise. Thank you so much for being a backbone to your husband. That's what makes it in this business as well.
Yeah, kind of help I could get, I've been welcome.
Awesome. Well, Quincy, we want to thank you. Give your website or your contact information for people to call as well.
Yes, again, I'll give my name first, Quincy Crank, and I can be found at Facebook page, entertainment page is at QC Crank. Crank is C-R-A-N-K. That's on Facebook.
Okay. And then I'm going to just borrow the headsets for a second real quick. We're good. We're sharing today, everybody. And I know I always tell everybody what's happening in town. And, you know, we've got some exciting things. Jam Fest is coming up. You know, they're giving 10K around wow. That's pretty cool. I guess I'm judging this. Coming up, it's Jam-Fest, F-E-S-T.com in St. Petersburg. And this will be on St. Patrick's Day. Then we also have the Seafood Festival coming up on the 25th on a Saturday. So we will have a table for Tan Talk over there. We're super excited. And guess what? We have another guest on the line. She's going to tell us what's happening in our area as well. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
We're great. And you have something coming up in St. Petersburg area?
Actually, it's in the city of Gulfport, right next door to St. Petersburg.
There we go. Tell us what's happening over there.
Well, we'll be having this Saturday our 12th annual Pink Flamingo Tour of Homes. It will run from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock. We will have 10 homes opened up, and we're actually bringing in a tiny house from Orlando. The other homes will actually be homes that are in our community. If you've never been to Gulfport, you might not know, but it's a very, very artsy, eclectic little city full of unusual things.
Wow. Now, is there a cost for that?
Yes. In order to attend, if you get your tickets prior to the day of the event, they are $20, and you can pick them up at two different stores right in downtown Gulfport. If you wait till the day of the event, it will cost you $25. We have a trolley that will be running for folks that don't want to walk the 2.5 miles. A lot of people will decide to walk it. Some people will bike it. Some people will jump on and off the trolley as they see fit. They can take it part of the way and then walk and then get back on it.
Wow. Well, I'd like to work out, you know, with media for people to know. I mean, you know, we like to come and cover it ourselves. Do we talk to you about that?
Yes.
Oh, good. You're live on the air, five stations, 106.1 FM, Hollywood Connections. My husband and I might do that, you know, because I may do a live video feed and also go over there and show the Parade of Homes. Now, is it people's homes or are they homes for sale?
No. They're not homes for sale. It's really, truly homes. And we try to get a real wide variety of styles and decor to meet the needs of all of our different people. And you just never know what you're going to see on our tour. These aren't necessarily the biggest, most expensive, fanciest homes. They're truly the way we live in Gulfport, which most of the homes will be built in the 20s through the 70s, 1920s to 1970s.
Wow.
None of them are particularly massive, but, you know, we've been known to have absolutely wonderful paradises in our backyards, and we've had surfboard showers in the back. We really have quite a mixture of the way people decorate in Gulfport. It's a little piece of paradise here.
So we get to walk through their homes, like just walk through their, like go upstairs and see their house? I mean, like...
Absolutely. We are so grateful. Wow. It's actually become quite an honor to be asked to be on the tour. And we move it to a different part of the city each year. So we kind of go around the city geographically.
Okay.
And it's actually the largest fundraiser for our Chamber of Commerce.
Wow.
In Gulfport. Mm-hmm.
Well, give your phone number so they can reach you and buy tickets.
Okay. The best way to find out all the details are to go to the website, which is www.pinkflamingohometour.com. And if they need to reach me, my phone number is on there. But by going to the website, it gives you an overview. It will tell you specifically the history of the tour as well as present the homes that will be on the tour this year. It'll remind you of the hours, and it will remind you that you can buy the tickets now in advance at the Beach Bazaar or the Welcome Center in downtown Gulfport.
Well, we want to thank you so much for calling in. This is called the concierge part of my show. And, you know, it was a concierge, Creed.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Yeah. So, anyways, thank you so much for calling in. That is something fun to do over the weekend. And we'll be there. And I'll talk to you about doing maybe a story on that as well.
Thanks. We'll see you then.
Awesome. Okay, it is almost to the top of the hour. We have, you know, the news. And Ellen, are you having fun?
I am having a lot of fun.
You're going to come back and sing for us as well.
Yes.
And Creed, you're going to stay with us if you can.
I'm just enjoying all this talent. And it's always a pleasure to see Creed.
I know.
Thank you very much.
Well, Creed, what do you think about... Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot, but, you know, you can answer me or not.
It's
but
the what do I think. It's the Creed, what do I think?
Don is the putter on the spotter girl.
Well, sometimes I just know. I say you can think about it. Don't give me an answer.
You're on five stations now.
Yes.
Well, Creed, what do you think of the station?
Oh, the station's great.
Awesome.
Great. You know, I've been on the station a few times. You call in. I've done via phone.
Yeah.
But I was able, with my schedule, to be able to come on live, and I love it. It's great.
Well, I have an idea. Like, let's have, like, Creed Watching or Glory Sound Studios, you know, because there's so much talent, and there's so many bands, and, you know, you have great advice. You may take some, you may not. That's, you know, that's my intro of my song, you know. It's, you never know. Would you maybe think about it to be a part of the show?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
We could be part of the show, and you could have talent come in, and we could... maybe it'd be like, you know, the hard truth of what's going on, because then, you know, some people come on and you know, they're aspiring artists, but more they may be more of a songwriter that is than a performer.
You're right.
But however, you know through mm-hmm. over the years, you've seen it, people that are very talented, but they are not all the way there. But then it's somebody we can develop. And, exactly. and then point them in the right direction and get them what they really want.
Exactly. And all different ages you take as well, you know.
Absolutely.
And, gotcha. Well, it is almost 6:58. Ellen, you have about a minute. We're coming back. You're going to be with another hour.
Yeah.
But tell us about the Mad Fashion, what you're going to do and coming up.
I know you're a big supporter of Mad's Fashion fundraiser, and we are getting ready to have our third event at the Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, October the 28th at 6 p.m. And we're going to have a red carpet, and Don Reese will be there doing interviews, won't you, Don?
Yes, we're going to try to put together. We have so much Ellen and I are going to tell you, but we're going to put maybe a talent show together and some things.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff coming up.
I know, we're excited. All right, we'll be back. Come back to the 7 o'clock hour. Oh, I got a top agent. I hope she's going to call in.
Okay, good.
As well as many other talents. We're going to be with Creed Warner with Glory Sound Studios.
If not, you can put me on the spot again.
Or you can put me on the spot.